We are back.
We're back.
I'm T.
I am AJ Twist.
And this is episode 208, the Steelix episode, aka the Iron Snake Pokemon. It's kind of weak, man. The Iron Snake Pokemon.
Wait, why do I have the wrong picture up here then?
You said 208.
Right? Yeah, we're on 208, right?
We did Gligar last time.
Damn, did I just...
Whatever.
Are we on 308? Or 208?
It's gotta be 208.
I think we're on 308. I think
That's what I said the first... That's what you said the first time.
I did say 308 the first time.
Oh, shit.
Wow, I lost count of episodes we've done.
Should we, like, restart it? Or should we let that be the first time we fucked it up?
That could be the first time we fucked it up. Because I didn't think we're 300 episodes in already.
Jesus. You're trying to dismantle...
That makes sense.
You're trying to win this bet that we had before the show starts by dismantling it. I don't appreciate it. That's called cheating, AJ. It's called rigging the bet. All right, we're actually on 308, the Medicam episode.
There we go. That's what we just saw here.
Oh, jeez. better have been.
I was like, damn, yeah, we haven't done Steelix yet. But...
Equally weak, the Meditate Pokemon. The fuck?
Okay, I'm not surprised.
That's whack.
Isn't that what he was last week, too?
Oh, yeah, Meditite. That's right.
I don't know.
The Iron Snake thing just really downgraded Onyx in my mind. I never thought of him as a fucking snake.
It was a Steelix.
You know, yeah, no, but...
How's it downgraded?
Because it ruins Onyx's...
Oh, wait, you don't like snakes.
No, that too. But I mean, like, you know, he's a gigantic fucking thing. I didn't think snake ever, you know? I don't know. I thought dragon, maybe, you know?
Dragon?
Yeah, like the Chinese dragons.
They weren't our dragons back then, except for Dragonite.
There's Charizard.
Supposedly. Anyways, that's a story for another time.
Well, if you didn't just get that fucking conversation we just had, that's what this show is about. you know, unfocused nerd things. So we're going to start this episode with Unfocused Weeks, where we tell you what we've done throughout the week, like we always do. AJ, what you been up to?
Some Soul Calibur, some 3D printing, some Digimon, trading card game stuff. I'm not sure if we talked about it yet, but I put together a new black deck, based off the, D Brigade, like archetype form type.
You didn't tell me, you showed me, asshole. Yeah.
I put it together with a bunch of cards I had and some that I've, I bought that black, I think we did talk about it because I bought that black deck. So it was based from that, or some of it was, what else have I been up to? I guess what happened today, which was, I went to round one, which I've been going to round one at least like once or twice a week. And I've been playing some DDR there. I've been playing more of that one Capcom. I think it's Capcom. Yeah, it is Capcom because they have Street Fighter songs in it too. This touchscreen game where you touch like things on the screen to the beat and all that. Playing some more of that. I'm like level like 33 in it now. Like I'm slowly moving on up to like higher like ranked songs, getting more difficult because it's getting more crazy too.
Yeah.
Some still like trip me out. I went back on one song that I would normally do like on a standard mode, and I did it on hard, and yeah, that shit got crazy on me. And then I been playing some Street Fighter. I got my card. Where's my Nessica card? So if you ever play Street Fighter in the arcades, they have this whole system where you can get a card and you can save your data to it. So I got one of these guys that I've been using on it. And I ranked up today. I went over there today and I played. And I was playing against this guy. I was using Bison, a.k.a. Vega, if you're from Japan. I was beating him pretty much. And I ranked up on him beating him. I think we had like six games, and he beat me finally at the end, and that's when I left. I was like, all right, I'm not going to continue, so I was going to leave anyways.
That's what I say every time I lose.
Just waiting to die. and then I did play some of the more of that pachinko-type game with the marbles and all that I was talking about last time that drops gift cards, right? And you collect the gift cards, and eventually if you get all the right ones, you know, collect them all pretty much, you get 3,000. Is it 30,000 or 3,000 tickets? And so I've been trying to do that. And I was looking around, like, oh, this one looks like a good one. This one looks hot right here, right? Some of these cards are like around the edge. Just got to, you know, play like maybe one or two games and knock them over. I played one game and I got that crazy shit going on again where I got to spin this wheel. It dropped 100 marbles into the game. I got extra wheel spins. I got plus shots again. I was at zero again at one point and I got like an extra 8 out of nowhere. So it was fun. And it dropped like 3 gift cards. And I just remembered right before the show that I forgot to get those gift cards out of the stupid little slot. So someone just came up on 3 gift cards at round one.
Oh, yeah.
Not actual gift cards, like ticket cards, but like this what you use to collect. Yeah, I'm so pissed right now. But I'm not that mad because they're all the same little icons. So nothing that I wanted to collect. It just would have added. Or maybe I can use them for trades or something. I don't know.
You want me to go find them and fire on them?
Yeah, man, if you can. Some Burbank over there.
I think I got some time tomorrow after work.
Yeah, I'll go talk to the people. Like, yeah, man, I won some shit. I forgot to take it.
No, I was just going to fire on random people. Just nonstop.
Yeah, that works, too.
I figured something out. Just someone confessed something. I don't even know how I was going to get them to confess because I wasn't really planning on asking questions. I'm just going to start firing.
But yeah, at the very least, I think I was so distracted like how many tickets I collected from that one game. I got like 85 tickets out of it just from the one game. I played just one game. Just put one swipe, and I fucking won 85 tickets. Probably more if I would have collected those damn cards. Anyway, so I did that. Also the Street Fighter thing, this card I just showed too that has my information on it and everything. I've been trying to change my name on it. I'm still no name 3000 something 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 something. And I haven't been able to change it. I thought I changed it this morning, and I thought it saved. But maybe the servers are not updated yet on the arcade side, and maybe that's why I didn't see my name on the game today. I don't know. Also, I think someone asked last time if you can use your own controller at the arcade machines for Street Fighter in the arcades, and you can. There is a USB port for it, so you can bring in your own stick or your own, if you use a pad or something, you can do all that there. I think that's pretty much all I've been up to, though.
All right. For me, I've been tearing through my book, The Ink Call. I feel like I'm at the end, and I'm actually slowing down hard on it because I want to be done with it because it's so fucking epic and good. For everyone that doesn't know, that's that sci-fi comic that's rated as one of the best in the world, written by the movie writer Alejandro Jodorowsky and drawn by the famous comic book artist Mobius. But yeah, so I've been reading that. That shit's been pretty awesome. I've been playing Splatoon. That's been pretty cool too. Actually starting to learn new things with my blaster. I'm starting to learn how to roll up on people and fucking cap them right in the face. And that's instant knockout. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, wow. Because, like, I've been starting to find out, like, my angles and stuff. Because, like, sometimes, you know, it's hard like, to get that perfect pop shot because they move and you got to predict them just right. And that's hard. So I found out, like, you know, I don't know if I'm just doing a movement that's making them kind of accidentally get in my face. But I see where they are because they get close and I move in a little bit forward, pop up. Boom, dead. One shot. Doesn't matter how much health they have. That's death.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, oh shit, because it pops the blaster in front, like on contact.
Yeah.
So it's a one hit knockout. I'm like, oh, this is how I get my one hit knockout. But it's real hard against my worst enemy, that the charge shot.
Oh yeah.
You
got to sneak up on them.
Yeah, that used to be an easy one to beat for me. Like, but now that I'm fighting like this, I feel like he's harder for me to beat. Because I'm like, I can't get up on him like that. Like,
yeah, you really got to sneak up on them. Yeah, like I fucking every time I haven't played in forever, but whenever time I play and I see a fucking sniper, I fucking go out of my way to go and kill them wherever they're at too.
Yeah, I can kill snipers. Just those charge shot fuckers, man. You know what I mean?
What charge are you talking about?
The guy that has like a machine gun, like where he charges.
Oh, like the Gatling gun thing? Yeah, like, those ones. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
those fuckers are my worst enemy. Yeah. Not snipers. I can actually take snipers. I got little tricks now. I got a little bob and weave where they're like, oh, I can tell that fucks with them a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. That's what I do.
And, yeah, so, but yeah, this fucking charge shot. Anyway, so yeah, I've been playing some of that. What have I been watching? Obviously, Loki, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
I feel like... Oh, One Piece. I said I wasn't going to watch anymore, but I watched another two episodes. Damn, it's just so dope. They got the last Straw Hat crew member, man.
Like they weren't a crew yet?
They've been waiting for one more this whole time. They finally got him. I'm like, wow, I've been waiting for this.
Wow.
So they're finally complete. Like, and... You know, Uniqlo right now is doing a One Piece sale with their shirts. Like, they have a special One Piece line coming out right now. Mm. And these are new releases, right? And this episode just came out 2 weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. This shirt has all 10 of them on it. I was like, what?
They were just waiting for it, bro.
They knew. Or, like, you know, obviously, the manga, there's a manga, so they must have known.
Oh, true.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that till right now. But I don't know, to me, it blew my mind. I was like,
it kind of just worked out right on time, right?
Yeah, yep. Oh, Tai Chi reminded me. Thank you, Tai Chi. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, Kenshin. I watched Kenshin.
Oh, you watched it? See, I watched most of it. I didn't finish it.
Oh, the last movie?
Yeah. The last thing, I'll tell you, the last thing I saw, spoiler alert, it'll be quick. I'm not going to say much. I won't even say it in code.
Kenshin, the movie.
No, I won't even say it. I'll say it in code.
The final, right?
Yeah, after she gets taken.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so I'm like, I like where things are going. I like how they included our boy Aoshi in it.
Man, you know...
What? Don't say anything else. Never mind. Okay.
But it's right where you are, where she got taken. But dude came in with... you know, a bag over his shoulder.
Yeah,
Oh, man, I know. They're going to do it?
I know. I thought that's what it was.
I was like,
was it Cho? Is that what it was? Was it Cho the sword hunter?
Was he in the bag?
Yeah, I think it was him. Because they had just fought each other right before the scene before
oh,
that.
Oh, shit. I didn't know who it was because he was all fucked up.
Because he was the spy.
Yeah.
But it was kind of included.
It was Cho. Oh, shit. Damn. That's crazy.
Okay, yeah. So it was kind of implied he was a double agent, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Or triple agent. What do you... I think it's called triple, right?
Yeah,
and that's why fucking what's his name turned on him. You know, and then like, so he's like, hey, this is what happens to people who fucking fuck with me, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, I thought I was going to be like at the manga with the fucking...
I know, bro.
Man.
I know, with the dumb... Yeah. I know.
Oh, well.
There's a lot of things... I didn't need it to be, though, but it was still cool. Because that should have been wild in the movie, you know what I mean? There's no premise for that here. You know what was creepy was that whole Shishio thing that wasn't even in the anime or the book? Where they were just... where they made them think that they trapped them, but it was a fucking fake Shishio, like...
Oh, yeah, that was kind of creepy.
That shit scared the shit out of me, man.
That was kind of scary.
Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, Kenshin, the final is really good. I'm not done. I got, like, 50 minutes left to watch. That shit's so long, bro. I got, like, an hour and 45, and I was like, fuck, I got shit to do. I want to watch more, but fuck, I got to go.
Was it that long?
It's like 2 hours and 15 or 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Oh, fuck. I was just so into it.
Yeah, me too. If I wasn't watching, if I wasn't having to do something, I would have just watched the whole fucking thing for sure. What else? I think that mainly covers it.
I forgot about talking about things that I watched, though. But I've been trying to watch all the movies that have had Black Widow in it for MCU.
Mm-hmm.
So,
starting with Iron Man 2?
Yep, I did Iron Man 2. I just did Avengers. Just watch Winter Soldier. I guess next is Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron, okay.
And then Civil War, and that's it.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm not going to go past like where the timeline is for Black Widow. So.
Oh, that's dope.
So I got two more to watch there. Also did watch Fast 8. It's Fast and Furious 8. I got nothing to say unless you've seen it.
All right.
And then I finished watching Haikyuu.
Wait, just remind me to come back to Fast and the Furious.
Okay, but I finished watching Haikyuu. And again, it's just like a fighting anime, man. I swear, like, because like in its second season, you know.
Yeah, you're ahead of me. Wait, don't spoil anything. But yeah, you can say.
Yeah, I try not to spoil anything. But like, you know, they're just like they're practicing and they're playing some practice games, and everyone in the team's realizing like. We need to learn new shit, you know? Like, we can't just keep on doing the same shit because everyone knows this shit now, right? So they're really trying to practice, like, new things. I'm like, yeah, this is, like, fucking them, like, powering up, learning new abilities and all
learning
that.
Learning their own special techniques and shit,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, yeah. And that's exactly what I was thinking, and one of the characters said it, too. I'm like,
wow.
I was thinking, I'm like, yeah, they need to, like, know new shit. Like, they can't do the same shit. And then one of the guys said the same thing. It's like, we can't be doing the same stuff. We all got to learn new things. I'm like, yes, exactly.
That's good writing because they telegraph. Drafted to you enough without actually saying it that you picked it up as you're watching. That's good writing. That's good shit.
Yeah, but yeah, it gets really crazy, and definitely Cars like super invested in it. She's like, oh my god, we gotta watch the next one. Like, so, but yeah, we finished it, and oh man, it's like ends like on a practically like a cliffhanger. So now we gotta.
There's a season three though.
I know there's a season three, but where? There's four seasons.
There's
don't know. I don't know where 3 and 4 are at.
Probably Hulu, bitch asses.
Nah, no? That's where I was watching it.
Funimation.
I don't know. I don't have it. So
I have it.
Well, look it up. I think I Googled it to see where it was, and I don't think anyone like pointed out where it was at. Everything said 1 and 2 on Netflix and Hulu and all these other things, but I didn't see anything that had or said that 3 and 4 were anywhere else. So I don't know. But I guess we'll look into that later. But I think that's pretty much all for what I watched. You wanted to go back to Fast and Furious, you said?
I'll come. Okay, yeah. Keep holding on to that for a second. Cuckoo's pointed out he's hyped about American Horror Stories on Hulu the next week. I know, yeah, there's a new season coming, and I think they're all more connected now, right? All the whole American Horror Story thing. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. On the same horror idea, I've been checking out on Netflix. There's a trio of movies coming out that I talked about a few weeks ago. R.L. Stine's Fear Street.
Cool.
And those are the ones he made. They're supposed to be like more adult. Like, not more adult, like teenage scary, because Goosebumps was elementary scary, you know?
Right.
And these were, like, his teenage brand scary, like, ones. And, man, the movie's pretty fucking creepy. And there's a lot of, like, sick-ass murders and shit, man. I was like, whoa, this is, like, darker than I thought it would be, you know? It's really good. And for anyone that doesn't remember me talking about it last time, the second movie just is a just came out today, or it's coming out tomorrow. So they released the first one a week ago, and this next one's coming out soon.
Okay, nice.
And this one goes to 1978 now, when it was 1994 in the last one. And they did a great job of painting the picture of the 90s in this 1994 one. Fear Street, R.L. Stine. Highly recommend it. It's on Netflix. Real quick, Cuckoo said, American Story will have each episode being its own self-contained story this time. Oh, it's more of an anthology series. Okay.
Isn't that what it... Oh, no. Every season was its
every
own
season,
thing.
Yeah. Oh, now, okay. Yeah, now they've like a...
Black Mirror.
Yeah, they Black Mirrored it. They've doubled down on that whole anthology thing even more. So anyway... Fear Street, I watched that. I plan to watch the next one when it comes out. I think it's tomorrow. It's July 9th. I think that's the Friday.
Same day Black Widow drops.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can see it in the drive-in, Black Widow. Mm. I don't know about you.
It's going to come to Disney, so.
But you have to pay for it. It's premium.
I mean, you got to walk into a theater and pay for that too, right?
Well, I'm going to just go to the drive-in. I like okay. the drive-in. Right. I like that big-ass screen.
Yeah, you know, you do you. It's okay.
Yeah,
I'm not stopping you.
You better not. And then lastly, okay, I sent you a special email for what we're about to talk about.
A special email?
Yeah, man. Not the one that I sent you, but a different one. But yeah, so, you know, you're always teaching me cool things about a certain franchise, so I thought this time I'd finally teach you a little something about it. You said you never heard of Turbocharged, right?
No.
Or Los Bandoleros?
No.
So.
Look at this.
These are two specials. Short specials that go in between some of the Fast and Furious movies.
Steven, you know about this?
Turbocharged is between the first one and Too Fast, Too Furious, and it shows you how Jake got out of the whole thing. You know how he got out of the whole, because you know he was in trouble after he helped Vin Diesel's character Dominic.
They're on the Fast 4 DVD. Who's Jake?
Is it Jake? Oh, that's not his name, huh? The cop, Brian.
Oh, Brian. Yeah.
Yeah. So he was in trouble, you know, afterwards. Mm-hmm. And this shows you how he got out of trouble and back onto the force.
Right.
And then Los Bandoleros is the connective tissue between 3 and 4.
Okay.
Tokyo Drift and whatever's going on there.
Yeah,
and
four,
So I guess that's where they kind of like align with Han and shit. And like, I don't know. I haven't seen it myself, so I don't know. But you should definitely check it out, man.
But 3 and 4 are not... you know, continuous timelines.
No, but it shows you how the characters know each other.
Okay, that's cool then.
Yeah, so it's the like I said, the connective tissue between the two movies, like what, all right. what you, why they know each other and shit. Yeah.
And how Vin Diesel ends up in Dominican Republic. Huh, okay.
Yeah, you should definitely check it out.
I'll go look for them.
Yeah, you probably have them in your little wheel set, you know.
Yeah, Steven over here is saying that they're on the Fast 4 DVD. And the Too Fast, Too Furious DVD. So maybe I have those extras on there. I'll go check it out. I never go looking at extras anymore like I used to back in the day.
That's funny. That's the one time it would have really like served you. Like you get the whole extra short, like a little extra lore for you, you know?
Yeah. I'm down to go check it out.
Yeah, so.
See if it's there.
Yeah. But yeah, just, you know, keep an eye out for that. I thought you'd find that fun, you know? Yeah, I was like, I figured when you saw that, you'd be like, what the fuck, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's kind of the same picture from 4.
Yeah.
But different.
Yeah,
but the same, you know.
Mm-hmm. I do. But yeah, man. So with that said, should we jump into the news?
Or do you want
to Loki
spoilers?
All right, guys, we're gonna do a little spoiler moment. If you want, you can mute the podcast and just keep an eye on the red blinking thing, the red blinking lights everywhere.
Yeah,
you know.
Or if you're listening to the podcast, I'm sorry, we have no music yet for this.
Allowed to have music.
Yeah, but figure it out.
Yeah, hopefully we'll put some timestamps or something.
Maybe, but I don't know. Probably not.
All right. So, spoiler for Loki. If you haven't heard it, maybe skip ahead a little bit. Hopefully here's some cues that we're done. Damn, AJ, what'd you think about that, man?
First of all, Taiji says, Gator Loki is the best shit ever. I like Gator Loki.
Yeah, Gator Loki was the shit. That's
you know,
true.
Though they're drinking some wine and shit, you know? He's aight. I like him, too. Yeah. But apparently he killed the wrong cat, so... that's why he ended up being banished.
Right.
But the whole timeline shit, like, all those... So, I guess big things to pull out of this fucking episode right now, this last one. Oh, we didn't talk about the last episode, too, because we didn't do a...
Oh, shit. A show. So, actually, we're going to recap episodes 4 and 5.
4 and 5, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll jump back.
4 again? 4 is
so
when,
4 was...
Oh, they banished...
Wait. Loki and Sophie... Sylvie had got caught by the timekeepers.
Yeah.
And, you know, but Loki and Sylvie were fucking too clever. And, you know, they broke out.
Because they're Lokis.
Yeah, because they're Lokis, of course. They broke out. They went after the timekeepers. You know, they're like, fuck these motherfuckers. Sylvie cut one of their heads off. By the way, when you get to see them, they look creepy as fuck.
Yep.
And they come out in the mist and shit, like gorillas. Yeah. And shit. They're just fucking creepy, man. Like, and they're like really loud and smart. But did you understand anything the one with the mustache was saying?
I barely understood, like, what most of them were saying.
Jesus, bro.
Yeah,
was
one
like,
of them definitely was kind of just sounded really weird.
It's the one with the mustache, bro. Was he was it? Like,
brruh, 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 brruh.
The
mustache
was
in his way.
He was blocking him, man. Yeah. That was quite a mustache. And I was like, Jesus Christ, what are they saying? They were like three different aliens. Or something.
Yeah.
So I had to turn it back and fucking put the subtitles on. I was like, what the fuck is this fool talking about? And it didn't matter. He was just talking shit. Like, he's mad at her, you know, yeah. for failing. And you know, she's clearly fucking bowing to them and believing it, you know? And then fucking Sylvie goes and cuts one of their heads off.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it was like all my nightmares I ever had as a kid about Chuck E. Cheese going wrong, where the fucking, she cut one of their heads off, and then all the other two like rose up and started fucking creepily laughing and shit.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, that what was the creepy. Fuck? Yeah. And then they all revealed that they were fucking just animatronics.
Yeah.
Not even robots, like life model decoys, which if anyone read the comics knows that that's a reference to Doctor Doom. Don't think that it is here, but this is a constant Doom trick in the comic books, you know, but I don't think that's what's going on here.
They did say they were all androids, so yeah. Are they like what's his name with the mind stone in his head? Vision?
Yeah. No, I don't think they're that real.
Speaking of mind stones too, I was thinking about this too, but you know how they all have their minds erased and everything, and remember how like there's a drawer full of Infinity Stones, but there was one stone in that drawer that was kind of not in there, and it was the mind stone.
Mm-hmm.
The mind stone got anything to do with this whole TVA thing, or maybe they don't want the mind stone there so they don't free their memories.
Wow, that's a good one. I didn't think about that, but no, I was kind of, well, maybe that is it. I was kind of thinking more that maybe Wanda summoning the mind stone that doesn't exist anymore might have something to do with it. You know, she like created a mind stone to make Vision be.
Yeah,
I wonder if that has something to
maybe
do with it.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, but that's a good one,
because I know the part of the mind stone lives in her because she got her powers from the mind stone. Yeah, so I don't know.
Maybe she created it from that. That's what I was thinking back in WandaVision.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought about that afterwards, too. Like, hey, they all have these suppressed memories, and they're just now getting it because of what Sophie's enchantment is doing and all that. Maybe there's no Mind Stone, because there was a stone missing. I'm like, which one's missing? And it's like, oh, the Mind Stone's missing. Well, okay, that's weird, whatever. But maybe that's why it's missing. Maybe they purposely, like, destroy, like, get rid of them as soon as they enter the area, just in case.
I could see that.
And then what else was there? Yeah, we got the robots going on. So who's controlling the robot? That's the mystery now, right? Like, who's controlling the robots?
I mean, I got two really good guesses, man. I don't know if either of them's right, but let's finish talking about episode 5 before we make some guesses.
Yeah, I mean, there's three robots in there, right? So maybe there are like just three beings that do control the robots, but they're just not there. Just decoys.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
A mastermind to me. It's just a mastermind. He wants people to think it's multiple people, but it's really one motherfucker.
Okay.
And that leads to my opinion about who it might be, but we'll talk about that. Next thing about Loki. So fucking Owen Wilson gets pruned.
Yeah.
Much to our sadness, I almost cried. I was
pruned,
like, no.
That's right. Yeah, that was
That's where they make them zap and disappear, if anyone wasn't catching the lingo in the show.
And then pretty much delete it from the timeline, right?
Yeah. And they said you just are gone. They said you were just, that's the end of you. You don't exist. But apparently that wasn't true. Because when the next thing that happens is Loki gets pruned.
Yep.
Our Loki from the Marvel movie universe.
Yep.
And he, you know, we think he's gone, and Sylvie looks sad, and she fucking gets Renslayer down, like, you're going to tell me what the fuck's going on here, you know? And then at the very end, there's an after credit scene the first time on episode 4 there. And the after credit scene shows Loki wake up, and basically it was like a Terminator moment where they're like, come with me if you want to live.
Yeah.
And he looks up, and he's got four Loki standing over him, which were confirmed to be Boastful Loki, Gator Loki, Kid Loki and Classic Loki. Mm. Kid Loki is also known as Eichel in the comics. If anyone knows him by that, that's Loki backwards, obviously.
Okay.
And but you know what's funny about that moment, AJ, where they're standing over him?
Mm.
It's kind of like when the Avengers were standing over him in Avengers 1.
Yeah, it did kind of look like that too.
It's like framed in the same way.
Right.
Yeah, that's the end of episode 4. It was an epic ending. And then episode 5 didn't disappoint us, because right away, you know, we get Loki arguments and shenanigans like you would expect of all the Lokis just bickering back and forth and, like, you know, trying to show how they're smarter than the other Lokis. And, you know, we get a unification in these four Lokis in the way that they kind of gave up already, you know?
Yeah.
And we get some crazy reveals. AJ, what'd you think about Eichel, you know, Kid Loki, being the only one to slay Thor?
Yeah, right? That was crazy. He's like the king now of this little area they got here for a moment.
Yeah.
I just thought that was interesting. So he must have killed him as a kid. I want to kind of know the story behind that now just to see.
You know, I got a theory about that, man. Well, one other thing you see when you see them go to his little throne room.
Yeah.
The camera pans down.
Yeah.
And you see Thor's hammer buried in there. And you go further down, and there's somebody in a jar trying to jump out. Did you get to see what that is?
It was Thor in there, right?
It was Frog Thor.
It was Frog Thor. Oh, so, wow.
There's two things here. Because something about Kid Loki's demeanor doesn't make me feel like he's the type to kill Thor.
Yeah, true.
So he hit him. Yeah. That's one theory. He hit him deep away where no one can get him out and where he can't get himself out. And turn him into a frog, just for good measure, you know? Which Thor does, since these are just a spin-off of the regular timelines, Thor does tell a story about where Loki turned him into a frog, right? Yeah. So maybe he just leaves him like that.
Yeah, the different part of the timeline.
Yeah, different timeline, you know?
Oh, yeah, and that split off.
Mm-hmm. And then he just took the glory, like, I killed Thor.
Yeah, and because that was not part of the sacred timeline, he got pruned.
He got pruned. That was his, like you said, it was his Nexus moment. Yeah. He's trying to sound tough over the other Thors.
Yeah.
The other Loki is like, yo, my Nexus moment was killing Thor. But he didn't have the heart to do it.
So how did Thor end up in that area, though? Because that's supposed to be like at the end of the time area, right?
Universe all got pruned.
Yeah.
So,
but how does the Thor get pruned with it, though? That's what
he was part of that.
Oh, that whole timeline.
Yeah, the whole timeline gets pruned.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Also, before that, though, there was a helicopter in the background, all, you know, deserted and shit, and it said Thanos along the side. We got Thanos' helicopter, guys.
Dude, it finally fucking happened, AJ. It finally fucking happened. I was like, wow. When I saw it, I was like, what the fuck?
That was awesome. I almost missed it, too, because I had, like, looked away at that moment. And then Carlos started laughing. She's like, why does the Thanos have his name on a helicopter? I was like, no. And I looked back right as it panned out of focus.
That's fucking funny, dude. The Thanos copter lives.
That's funny.
Man, that comment, you should really read that issue of Spider-Man. You can read it online, man. And, like, you know, that issue ends with Thanos getting arrested by the police. After being beaten by Spider-Man, so Spider-Man solos him, you know?
Damn.
And then the cops take him away, and he's like, damn. Like, I'm like, what?
Foiled again.
Yeah. Like, I think he was trying to rob a bank, too, and you're just like, I don't know. It was just really weird.
He was looking for the stones in the bank, you know, the safes
he's
and
like,
all
he's
that.
Like, they must have it here. Yeah. If they're going to have it.
Damn, so is he that weak without the stones?
No, they were fucking around. Somebody didn't
they're
know.
They're just fucking around.
Someone didn't know what they were writing when they had, you know, they let them write Thanos and.
They put him in a regular-ass police car. This type shit.
Yeah, they push their head down. And
yeah.
I couldn't get him in that shit.
Man, that's funny.
It's crazy shit.
What else? I was going to say something else about that, too.
And you saw the Frog Thor was reaching for the hammer that was just above, right?
Oh, was he? No.
Because, well, you know, right buried right above him was the hammer.
Oh, yeah, true.
So he's probably reaching to try to get to it.
Yeah.
Other things in the episode.
Oh yeah, Kid Thor. Was he the one they said he also got all the one of them got all the Infinity Stones?
Well, he was lying. Remember
that was Kid Thor.
No, that was
Kid
that
Loki.
That was Boastful Loki.
That was Boastful,
the black one. And remember the as soon as he said that, the alligator Thor said he was lying. Remember?
Yeah.
And then then you know we get to the classic part. You know when they all run into a rival group of Lokis, yeah. Right? And then, you know, I don't even think this is a spoiler. The betrayal begins.
Yeah.
And everyone just starts fucking betraying each other. Yeah. And you're like, wow.
Even our Loki was just like, wow.
Yeah,
like, he's looking at disappointment at all of them.
And all of them, yeah, he's like, man, I'm really not better than I thought I was, you know? And, it was just crazy, man. The whole thing was wild.
Yeah. And then, one thing, too, that one of those Lokis, mentioned which Loki was it mentioned that they they're asking about the whole like we all do we all die by Thanos, and one of them was like, actually I made a so convincing that Thanos thought he actually killed me, but I was actually like in some rubble, I was actually looking like some rubble, and actually I survived and I floated through space.
Yeah.
That was classic Loki, right?
Yeah.
Yo, what if classic Loki is this timeline's Loki? Because what if? Because we don't know if he's dead for sure, and Loki didn't go past that moment, you know.
You know, you just pointed out exactly what I was gonna say. Is they made that whole moment to poke fun at all the people that kept saying that
he's like
about
so?
Infinity War, because it was a big fan theory, and Feige said he hears all that shit, and he was like, "No, Loki's dead." I remember that whole thing, and so I feel like they did that just to fuck with, just to point at people, be like, "You see, like that's bullshit," you know?
Yeah. Even if it was real, it's not part of the sacred timeline, so he got purged.
His whole timeline's gone anyway. So,
but that could be him, though. I'm just saying.
You know what's funny? It's too is the one from the comics ended being the most powerful Loki. I was like, damn, he could do all kinds of shit the other ones couldn't do. I was like, what the fuck? Big ass city, fucking
yeah.
He made Asgard. You know,
he made the whole Asgard. Yeah,
that's crazy. Like, so I feel like he's literally the most powerful Loki. Is the one from the comics? It's pretty cool.
Yeah. But that's one thing I saw. Like I was like, "Huh? What if?" There you go. Say another episode.
Be an episode. You never know. One other thing, you know, I think this is all pointing at something bigger. You know, Marvel keeps denying there's a Spider-Verse live action movie coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if nothing else, this episode of Loki proves that's exactly where they're fucking going.
You know what? I was gonna say something about that too, because right now we're seeing all these different Lokis, and they all look different, right?
Yeah,
only
one of them looked like him, which I'm glad they did show that sometimes they can look just like them.
Yeah,
I'm glad they did that, you know.
So now that they showed us that means anything is possible, even in the future. If they bring someone back from a different timeline, he could look totally different. So if they bring Iron Man, they bring Tony Stark back in the future, they don't want Robert Downey Jr. anymore, they can bring in a whole new actor and be like, yeah, this is an Iron Man from a different timeline. He just looks different because he's from a different universe, you know? So
I think
that's totally doable now.
I think we could get cameos like that. I don't think they'll recast characters. I feel like they just too
many. Or cameos, yeah, but like...
That kind of backs up what I think is going to happen in Multiverse of Madness. You know, I've been saying for a while, I think Tom Cruise and John Krasinski are going to show up as Iron Man and Captain America because both of them auditioned for the role.
Yeah.
I can't wait for it to happen, man.
That'd be
crazy.
Like,
I'm Tony Stark. And it's fucking Tom Cruise, you know what I mean? Like, so that shit's crazy.
And then I want to see fucking Triple H come through as Thor, because that was the whole thing that we all wanted before Thor came out.
Yo, that would be so dope. Speaking in old English and shit, that'd be hilarious.
And then what's his name? Edward Norton comes through too.
I'm wondering if they're going to do
that. Can they do that? He's kind of part of the same universe, though.
He is. The only reason they got rid of he would still be in it if they liked him. The problem is they didn't like him because of the way he handled the whole Hulk thing.
Yeah.
He rewrote some of that movie, which I'd argue that probably made it better, but you know, who knows?
Who knows?
But
yeah, so that means he's part of the different timeline. He's not part of the sacred timeline then, huh?
Yeah. Exactly. And I think that now that Loki getting rid of the TVA maybe means we will have all these offshoot Spider-Mans and shit.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, and now Spider-Man 3, now there's an explanation for that. And Thor Love and Thunder. Multiple Thors. Now we know why. You know?
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure if we talked about this, but do we think that Sylvie's Thor is Jane Foster?
No. Wait, that's so... Oh. Ooh.
Right? Just saying,
man. You know what's crazy? I said something close to that, but I didn't hit the nail like you did. Remember, I was like, remember I was saying Sylvie would be real pissed to lose to a female Thor?
Yeah,
but damn, if she actually
that's the
is
actual
her Thor
same timeline. Thor,
damn, yeah. That would be dope.
Oh, did I mention that Sunday? Okay, I mentioned to you guys on Sunday then.
That's pretty cool, AJ. I like that idea. I wasn't there on Sunday, so
yeah. So he's teeting it to you.
That's why the hammer's where it is right now, just so you guys know. I wasn't there.
I almost had that shit, dude.
Oh, were you in finals?
We did round robin. We're in three-way tie.
Oh, shit.
I was up two, and then drew with this shenanigans bullshit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know how it goes.
All right, so boastful Loki and classic Loki are both gone, as far as we can see.
Yeah.
Who's
this freaking whole cloud bitch?
I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like it's like a red...
his name.
Aliath, that's what Tai Chi says.
Yeah.
But see, you know, I feel like it's a random Thor villain. He fought a lot of mystical elemental villains back in the day. So it's probably just some old school random Thor villain as a throwback, I'm guessing.
Sylvie seems to think this is controlled by the TVA. That is their guard dog, right?
That's what she thinks. Yeah,
this is something controlled. Maybe something that one of these timekeepers has powers on, or maybe it is a timekeeper.
Maybe
that was my other thought too.
Interesting. That's a good one.
It's a Kang and Renslayer thing, actually. Really,
Alioth? Oh wow, I didn't know anything about that. But I will say that speaking of Kang. The very end where the Loki saw that fucking, that world, you know, that world they're about to go into that looks like fucking Chronopolis from the comic books.
Yeah, from what?
Chronopolis.
Never heard of her.
That's a place. That's a Kang's city that he owns outside of Tyne.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it looks like that's where they're going. And you can even see it looks like the same art they use from Ant-Man and the Wasp when you can see that place in the background.
Hmm.
So maybe it's that, you know?
Interesting. Yeah, Cuckoo's just linked us to a thing about the history of Aloth, or temporal limbo. Oh, okay, wow.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's an existence. It's not even a being, it's an existence, because it's kind of a place and a being, right?
Its aliases are with the Supreme Time Being. Or it is a Supreme Time Being, huh?
Oh,
as,
shit.
As an alias. Interesting.
We'll have to look into it later on, though. Yeah. That's a lot of shit. Thank you, though, Cuckoos. I appreciate the information.
Oh, yeah, they are presenting it like Goliath. Aliath, that's right. That's what they were saying. That's right. Okay. You're right. I couldn't remember how they were pronouncing it. Like, I know it sounds like something like we hear a lot of, like, a certain name. Yeah, Aliath.
I mean,
right.
He can't be that dope, though. His fighting speed is 2. his intelligence is 2, and his fighting skill
Hey, but
is
his
2.
Speed is 2 or 7, though.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh shit!
Look at the blue little key right there.
Oh,
he's a teleporter.
Shit! Oh well, you don't have to be fast when you're a teleporter.
Yeah, so teleporting speed is a 7, which I guess is off the charts. I don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah, teleporting is instantaneous. Like,
I mean, depends. You know, back in the day when I was playing Diablo, I could only teleport faster if I had just more experience in teleportation. If I was a level 1 teleporter, I was fucking slow as fuck.
But you can teleport faster than you can walk, no matter what.
No, not
from
all
one
time.
Place to one to another.
Not no.
Unless you're a fucking whack sorcerer, that's your problem. Then, you know?
No, because
why would you even teleport if you could walk?
Okay, the thing that made it slow was the like how fast you can cast it again. That's what made it slow, really. So maybe it is as fast. Huh. But like you'll teleport, you gotta wait like a second, and then you can teleport. And sometimes like people will just walk as fast as I was teleporting until I got leveled up. Then I could teleport faster. Like you could teleport like every like you know, like the frames were like lower and lower every single time.
Hmm.
So. Anyway, I'm getting something totally off topic.
Anyway.
Has something to do with this shit.
Anyway, Chronopolis, I believe, is what we're looking at. All right. And I feel like Kang the Conqueror might be the guy running this. That's my theory for the ending. Either Kang the Conqueror or Miss Minutes. That bitch is mad suspicious, man.
Which we've been seeing a lot more of her in this episode.
Yeah, and she's a fucking liar. We learned that.
Yeah.
She lied to fucking Sylvie.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. But yeah, okay. So I guess like anything else you want to say about Loki? It was great.
Yeah, it was a good episode. Like I want more now, but I was on the waiting game again.
You only
get
one more, and then we may not get Tom Hiddleston as Loki ever again.
Maybe.
He kind of said that he's kind of stepping back from the role for a while.
Oh, okay then.
He didn't say permanently, but he said like you know for
and
the foreseeable future.
And then they're gonna recast one of those other Lokis we saw.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably going to be Sylvie. I think we're going to get Sylvie and Kid Loki. I think Kid Loki's going to join Young Avengers and Sylvie's going to join Dark Avengers.
Oh, okay.
That's my guess.
We'll see. Maybe Mobius is a Loki. Who knows?
You know what? Maybe. Maybe Greg is a Loki.
I think that's facts.
All right. Time to jump into news. This is the main part of the show.
Oh, yeah. We'll do that then.
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
Yeah!
The news.
What?
Fast-cast Gator, bro.
All right, guys.
Pidgey wants more Gator Loki, by the way.
More Gator Loki. Don't worry. Oh, yeah, last thing I'll say about that. I mean, those two survived, Kid and Gator, so I feel like we'll see them again.
Yeah.
I think Kid could even show up with Gator whenever he does what
whenever
I said
he wants.
Whenever
yeah.
I said he's going to. Anyway, okay. All right, we'll stop talking about that now. So we're going to jump into the news now. Yeah, like what, 4 or 5 things?
I get, yeah, like 5 or 6 things maybe.
Right, so I'm going to go first, okay?
Maybe even four.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. There you go, man. Used it. All right, so this first one, Robert Downey unfollows the Avengers.
Whoa.
I say that because apparently Robert Downey... Now,
unfollows them from where?
This is kind of a... I mean, if this was written, I would call this clickbait because it's not really what you think.
Okay.
So Robert Downey did technically unfollow, you know, all the actors, Mark Ruffalo, Scarlett Johansson, Chris Evans, all of them. And Marvel Studios.
Wow.
But it's because...
It's a stunt.
His agency is taking over the Twitter. He's got like a person.
Okay.
And the person says they want to, kind of switch gears and not really have him always associated with Marvel. That way, if he does come back, it's a surprise. And if he doesn't, people aren't waiting for that all the time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a strategic thing. Not as bad as it sounds, but he is silently distancing himself from being part of Marvel. I don't think that means he's not going to be friends with them, but,
Oh, no. Looks like he's breaking up with everyone.
Damn. He's breaking up with the Avengers. Yeah. Man. Damn.
Again.
They ain't even together right now. And he's breaking up with them more.
Shit. That's how serious it is.
Man, life's real, man. But, all right, AJ?
That's crazy. Peacock, this new service. Used to be called NBC or some shit like that.
Yeah. I have that. How I watch my Battlestar Galactica now.
They just did a deal with their like cousin sister studios, which is like Universal, DreamWorks, Focus Films, that says that those movies from those movie companies, will get like Peacock will get those movies within like the first 4 months or some shit like that in 2022. So any of those movies that come out in theaters that are made from those movie companies, Peacock gets dibs first before like Netflix or anything else gets it and all that. And then, like, after that, then there's a time period where they'll go everywhere else, I think within, like, 10 months or something like that. If you want to be able to see, like, the next Fast and Furious right away, number 10 when that comes out, right, or whatever DreamWorks does next, the next Shrek movie, you want to see it streaming, you got to get Peacock.
Damn. Well, I got it already, so. Remember you watched, what's it called? Some football
I think I watched Iowa football, yeah. It was, like, Monday Night Football or something like that.
Yeah, something like that, yeah, right? Okay, my turn.
Yeah.
So Amazon Prime is making a big move for all of us anime fans.
Oh, did they buy Crunchyroll?
No, that'd be cool. Not that big. But still a big move in our hearts. On August 13th, Amazon Prime will be debuting Evangelion 1.11, You Are Not Alone.
What?
Evangelion 2.2, You Cannot Advance.
Nice.
Evangelion 3.3, You Cannot Redo, which we still don't quite understand.
Yes.
And Evangelion 3.0 plus 1.0.
You will not
Thrice
see this.
Upon a Time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense. This one's called Thrice Upon a Time. So we'll have our chance to watch the fourth Evangelion movie. So
that's
it's
crazy.
Getting more and more real, AJ. We know we knew it was real. We saw the more decisive trailer,
Yeah.
We heard people had seen it,
Yeah.
And now we're going to get to see it.
Finally.
Are you ready?
Are they going to be dubbing it? Is it going to all be subs? What's going on with that?
Shit, that was a solid question.
I'm
going to say sub.
Most people probably hate that I'm even asking this right now.
Yeah.
By the way.
I like the dub for Evangelion.
By the way, I didn't want to tell Steven this on Sunday night, but watching Kenshin on Netflix, the Kenshin final movie, the live action movie, right?
Yeah.
There's a dub version of it on Netflix. That's what came up naturally on my thing. I was confused for a while though, because in the very beginning, dude's over there speaking Chinese. And as he was talking in Chinese, I thought it sounded weird. I'm like, this doesn't sound like Japanese, which I'm fucking shocked that I fucking realized that right away.
That's funny. Well, yeah, Chinese is a very particular language.
Yeah. And then
your ear's good.
And then I heard English going on, like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh, shit, this is dub. You know what's crazy, though? I think Kenshin's dubbed voice actor in the live movie was the same voice actor from the anime.
Don't tell me that.
Or it's fucking very super similar.
Bro.
Because it sounded just like him.
I'm going to go check that shit right the fuck after this podcast. That's wild.
So dub version on Netflix.
Looks like Evangelion will be a subtitled version, yeah.
Okay.
It'll be in 240 countries, including America. We don't get fucked this time.
Cuckoo thinks it is going to be both dub and subbed.
Oh, that's cool. Hopefully. This only says sub, but this doesn't say only subbed. It just says it'll have a sub release. Mm. So maybe there will be dub on there. Evangelion, Thrice Upon a Time. You're finally going to get to watch it on Amazon Prime. I'm excited. I'm sure you are. Are we going to watch this together, man? We've seen them all together. We should call Danny and fucking...
call the crew.
Yeah, call the crew and watch it.
And get all confused together.
Taichi
thought the anime, the voice actors for Kenshin and the OVA and the anime were very similar. Yeah, they did sound
pretty
similar.
That's true, too, yeah.
Yeah, so it could be just another similar-sounding voice actor again.
The OVA voice actors were great. Which, by the way, the Trust and Betrayal shit, was great in that
third. And right?
Oh, man, great. But, you know, it begs the question real quick. Sorry, we're going to talk briefly about the Kenshin movie. We're not going to spoil anything. It's just that we're talking about the movie that's not out yet, the fifth Kenshin movie.
Yeah.
It just raised the question more and more. I'm like, why are we doing a movie about this? Not that I don't want to see it. I want to see it. I'm going to watch it. Yes. I'm sure I'm going to love it.
I'm in the same boat. Why are you doing this if you just already showed us a little piece of it? Like, yeah. That's all we actually kind of need.
Or like, what if they just
showed... I would like to see the whole thing. Thank you.
What if they showed that movie first?
They should have done that.
And then it could have been just like Reflection, a very quick 10-second montage of the things that happened in Trust and Betrayal. Remember how it just was like a faded version of things happening and show Kaoru's face?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to do it just like that, but something like that, you know, without having to show fucking everything, you know? And then like...
The way they faded through like some of those things in the beginning and or in Reflection was really fast and weird. I was like, kind of be like, what's happening? Why is it all happening all weird? And but no, I don't want to do it like that. Don't do it like that.
I mean, I'm not saying just like that, but I'm saying in a way that could recap it more briefly than what we got, because that was a good 20 minutes. It was of a condensed Trust and Betrayal. You know, like, that part of the movie was, like, good 15, 20 minutes.
I don't think it was that long. Bro. Yes, it was.
They showed the whole thing of, like, you know, her
not getting a whole movie out of it.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, why? But I'm not mad. I'll take it. I just wish, you know, because we could have got more.
Is this real? Like, can we get what we want?
I just feel like we could.
And not have a reason?
Right?
I get why you're conflicted here.
Yeah, cause I would have just wanted more Jinshu. That extra 15 minutes could have been given to more Jinshu to me. Like, I would have wanted more of that.
Yeah, I feel like they dropped some cool things that I would have liked to see a lot.
You know, the guy with the arm, they didn't really say how, like, Kenshin was the one who cut his arm off.
Yeah, yeah, like, I know. They missed those storylines back there, too. I feel like the dude with the army, like, boots, the fucking army pants and all that with the claws and all that, yeah. The gauntlets, that was, like, he looked exactly like from the fucking manga and everything.
He was perfect.
I liked him.
He was even yelling and shit just like that, fool, yeah. Like, talking shit all the time.
Yeah, but he didn't get his match with Sanosuke because of him and Sanosuke.
I thought it was about to happen. Sanosuke got there and the guy just left. He was like, oh, I missed him. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I don't know. There's something, you know.
But do you think, AJ, that there's a chance this fifth...
Oh, wait, you didn't finish it, so I can't go too far. Yeah, I was about to say some other shit right now.
But do you think after what we've seen in number four that five could actually be more of a Reflection type deal, that maybe we'll see what happens after?
That's what I'm hoping for. That the last 5 minutes of it is like what we see at the end.
I'm hoping for the last 20, 30. Like,
that would be cool,
Kenshin,
too.
Kenshin's now a sword master, like, they just retired. Yahiko's the best, you know?
Instead of doing Trust and Betrayal, and that's 10 minutes in Reflection, they do Reflection and 10 minutes inside of Trust and Betrayal.
Yes. Wow, that's fucking funny. That's hilarious, but that's exactly what I'm hoping for.
I'll be down.
Yeah.
If we could see Sanosuke and his horse, I'll be down.
Exactly. You have to put a rope on the horse with a beard,
and
you know?
Fight like a tiger and shit, yeah.
And, like, you know, also, I'd really like to see Yahiko for a minute.
Yeah, catching shit with the blade. I'm down.
The master of the blade catch, like, and then see that moment where he duels Kenshin, like, how dope would that be?
Damn.
They got a dope-ass older actor that still looked like that kid, like, fighting Kenji.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And then with Kenji in the background, too, because that's what, like, Kenji as a kid saw, yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn, okay.
That'd be so dope, you know?
I guess we gotta wait.
Okay. If not, you guys should hire us, you know? But yeah, okay, so I guess your turn to talk about news.
Yeah, speaking of South Korea, isn't that where the war went?
What?
Korea? I don't remember. Anyways, South Korea... I don't know why this came up in whatever, like, news thing I was listening to or watching or whatever, but South Korea has a law, because they're re-implementing or like, trying to re-standardize this shit in South Korea. It has a law stating that any kids under 19 years old cannot play video games between midnight and 6 a.m. And this is to help them, you know, grow better and not stay up so late at night and all that, right? Because we all know, as kids, when we had the opportunity...
What are the ages?
We'd be up all night. Under 19, so...
That's whack. It should be under 16.
I think 16 would be good, yeah, for sure. Under 19, that's kind of whack, for sure.
I'd even take under 18, but, like, they're out of high school. Leave them the fuck alone. You know what I mean? Like, let them do whatever they want.
I think the thing about 19, though, too, which someone mentioned, was that... Korea is kind of weird sometimes. Like, when you're born, you're already a year old or some shit like that. They count it from right there. You're one. And so that's why 19 makes sense, because technically you are 18. I don't know. I don't get it. That's what they mentioned.
See,
I'm like,
that
okay.
don't even make sense because it takes 9 months to make a baby, so that can't be right.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I would almost give it to them if it took a year to make a baby.
Well, then there's also 3 months where you're getting to know the person and all that, you know, before you make the baby. So,
but they don't count it from there.
Maybe they are. You know, who knows how Koreans do?
I'll give you that.
Anyways, so that's the kind of the rule they have enforced right now, and companies had to like enforce it themselves somehow. Like, so if you wanted a game, it had to have these restrictions built into the game somehow. Microsoft, they just stop anyone from accessing their games if they're under 19. So if you sign up for Xbox Live or whatever, you have to be 19 years or older to even access anything on it. So that's just easy for Microsoft. Other games will ask you, like, hey, what's your age and all that? Which, of course, you know, how many kids out there lying about their age? You know, we all did it back in the day. Yeah. You know what I want to say real quick, too? You know what I've noticed recently?
What's that?
When I'm going out signing up somewhere and they want my birthday and all that, it takes every year, it takes a little longer to scroll down to the year I was born.
Man, I've been... I haven't noticed it, but I did realize maybe a couple years ago that, damn, I got to scroll for a while to get to my year.
Yeah.
I just remember that. Like,
it's getting there. Every year it gets a little bit longer.
I didn't feel it until a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I think it was when the quarantine started because I felt like there's a lot of shit I had to fill out online.
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, geez, why? It made me feel old, bro. Yeah. I'm fucking waiting for it to scroll down to the 80s. Like, come on.
Before just one big scroll on the wheel, you're practically there. Now I got to scroll down a few times.
It's yeah.
Like, okay, I'm finally here in the 80s.
Almost like
now.
While you're scrolling, you got to tell someone, I swear my year is here. Hold on.
Yeah, right.
It's coming.
Anyway,
that's a good one. That's a good observation.
Other games, Minecraft. This is the big thing about Korea too. Like Minecraft is pretty big for kids, of course, like especially young kids. Minecraft wasn't doing this whole thing about asking for the age thing, and then since they changed hands in recent years from whatever they were before to now Microsoft finally, until now, finally implemented Minecraft into their Xbox Live service, which means now anyone that was playing Minecraft before. All of a sudden can't access it unless they have an Xbox Live account in Korea.
Wow.
Yeah. So now and overall right now, Microsoft's like, yeah, we're going to work on something a lot better than what we have right now. This is just a quick patch, you know, but they're going to work on something that works a lot more, get better in some way. And then China, just to throw them into the mix real quick, China wants to do facial recognition. And they already have restrictions that kids can't play between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 a.m., so instead of from midnight to 6, it's from 10 p.m. to 8 in the morning.
Jesus.
And only for 90 minutes. And on top of that, they want facial recognition to make sure that, you know...
You're the same kid.
That you're either young or old enough to even, like, be allowed. Like, that's wild.
Fuck that, bro. I'm good on that.
But I just thought all that whole scenario was just interesting how they fucking do shit in other countries as far as gaming goes. You can stay up all night. You know, no one gives a damn.
Yeah, we always have and always will.
Right.
All right, my turn here?
Yeah.
So, the OG Ultraman anime from way, way back in the day, you know, surprisingly...
Yeah, that's what it looked like?
Yeah, dude, this is OG shit, like, for real, from the 70s or whatever. And, yeah, this is the anime that was made to, like, you know, cross-promote the Ultraman TV show from back in the day, you know, the guy that turns into the giant superhero that fights off monster aliens.
Mm.
This anime has been lost to time for a long time. You can only find it blurry versions of people who, you know, put it up online and shit like that. But it's going to be released on DVD, which I'm surprised it's released on DVD, not Blu-ray. They announced on July 2nd that that'll come out September 14th. 50-episode series. It came out from 1979 to 1980. Made by Sunrise, which they used to call Nippon Sunrise. If you've ever seen that on your DVD show.
That sounds familiar, actually.
Yeah, you're old as fuck. You're old as fuck if you've ever seen Nippon Sunrise come up, you know? And then Super Riot Production also helped them make it. And, you know, I'm sure that it'll eventually come out on Netflix, too, because Netflix is kind of having a capitalization on the Ultraman thing. I don't know if you knew, but they made a brand new Ultraman animated CGI show that came out like a year or two ago. Everyone fucking loves it. It's like made by Japan with Japanese voice actors.
Hmm.
You can listen to, like, an English dub, I think, but, like, it's made to be watched in Japanese. And, yeah, people love that shit, so I feel like Netflix is going to probably capitalize on this and put this shit on there anyway.
Hmm.
So, you know, maybe you don't have to buy it, but I'm sure anyone who's old enough to know what this is wants to buy it regardless, so have fun. AJ?
That's crazy. It's going to look all old like this? It's not, like, revamped or anything?
I mean, they might remaster it, but, I mean, they're not going to change... You can't change the art, you know? Like, that shit's old. Yeah, but, AJ?
All right, so a couple of weeks ago, we got a new character in Smash, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, everyone wants certain characters, and like we're always just waiting for certain characters, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess Nintendo has a way of telling us no, but at the same time giving us what we want in some way, right? For example, everyone wanted Geno from Mario RPG. He's one of the characters in there, right? People have been asking for Geno forever. And one of the last updates that we got Geno, but as a Mii fighter, like a costume set, right?
Oh, that confirms you'll never get him.
Exactly. Shantae was another character people have been asking for in Smash. We got Shantae as a Mii fighter costume character.
And there's the other dude from Castlevania, right?
No, that's Dante. Dante was something else that people were asking
for, kind of. Is he Castlevania?
He's Devil May Cry.
Devil May Cry.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's a Mii fighter now. He has a costume for, yeah. And then, who's
that's
the
Disney's
other one?
Way, that's
Nintendo.
Nintendo's way of saying, fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So these are all deconfirmed characters. They're not confirmed Mii fighters. These are deconfirmed characters, people are calling them now.
Wow.
And the other one was some random dude.
Deconfirmed characters. Yeah. That's funny.
From Dragonborn? Who's this dude from? I don't know who the other dude from. But yeah, the other three, I knew who they were. I was like, damn, that sucks. So these are characters that are not going to be the last character for... those are dudes from Elder Scrolls Skyrim. That's crazy. Oh, who's this last one? Tales from Tales of Symphonia. I don't know these last two. But yeah.
I know the game, but I never played it.
But no Dante, no Shantae. Dante. Get none of that. Sorry, guys. In case you're wondering.
Yeah.
All they need to do now is fucking do Isaac as a fucking Mii fighter character, and I'm gonna lose it.
Yeah. Okay. Disney Paris is dropping their whole Fast Pass system for a pay system. What a bitch, right? So.
Well, like you pay for a Fast Pass, no?
No, Fast Passes are free.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. You know. I thought you had to pay for that shit.
So if they did it to you, then you wouldn't even know the difference. So it's fine, I guess.
But that one guy in the coat in the front of the store, like in front of the park, was like, yeah, these are fast packs. You got to pay for these. No?
You stupid. but yeah, you can buy what they call Disney Premier Access, and apparently has the same name as the Disney Plus service in America when you pay for $30 to watch the movies, you know, like...
Oh, All Access, is it?
No, it's called Premier Access.
Oh, Premier Access, yes.
So they kind of fucked up and named it the same thing as the Disney Plus special, but that's fine.
Left hand, not talking to the right hand.
Right, exactly. But yeah, it's a $9.50... or about $18 to reserve a spot in the designated fast lane. What a bitch, man. I don't know. And Disney won't comment on if they're going to do that here in America, but you better keep that...
Oh, this is in Paris, that's right.
Yeah, it's in Paris. You better keep that shit out of America. That sounds un-American as fuck. But, should I go again?
If you want, yeah.
Demon Slayer. They had a fun little short in the manga... Or a fun little short in the anime where they were all going to school just for a minute. Like, yeah. It was supposed to be really, it was pretty funny and shit.
Oh, like at the end of the thing, right? They have all those little, like, let's learn about this person.
Yeah, they're sitting in school. Well, apparently the manga is going to have a full-on manga about it because people like it so much in the anime.
Okay.
Kind of like what happened with Naruto Rock Lee.
Springtime of Youth.
Springtime of Youth, yeah. But yeah, so if you guys are fans of Demon Slayer's comedy, you should check this out. It is written by the same guy. So I'm sure you'll find it pretty damn funny.
That was really fucking funny, didn't you?
Oh, there's a trailer for Kenshin the Beginning. The fact that it's called The Beginning tells me it's probably not going to have reflection shit. Or maybe at the very end. Anyway.
Yeah, I know, right?
maybe it is like you said the first time, like the last 5 minutes maybe, you'll see old Kenshin.
I hope so. That'd be cool.
All
right. But yeah, okay, this is cool. This is going to be an anime or a manga first?
Manga first.
Manga, okay.
Which, you know, it may turn off into a full spin-off anime. You never know, right?
Yeah, maybe. Greg will produce it.
Maybe. All right, AJ.
All right, the big one. Oh, I don't have a picture of it. We don't need a picture because it looks exactly the same as what we had previously. The new Switch, or the Switch OLED model. Oh, that's the name of it. Switch OLED model.
Old.
Old.
The old model. Because it's the same as the old model, except for the OLED screen.
Right? Yeah, so Nintendo surprised everyone Tuesday morning by announcing that they're releasing finally a new Switch. And we'll be asking, Mario, let's give us a new Switch. Give us a Switch Pro, right? And they gave us something. It's mostly the same, honestly, though. It has a 7-inch OLED screen, though, which right now all we have is like an LCD or LED screen right now. It's not as crisp as it could be. It's not as big as it could be and all that, right? But this one is, you know, a little bit bigger. It's 7 inches. The other one is like 6-point-something inches. But they didn't change the framing of it or anything like that. It's just that bezel you have around the screen on your Switch is less of a bezel now. So that's how they fit the 7 inches in there. And it's an OLED, organic LED, which is cool, which is a really nice, good screen, right? And then the dock for the system is a little bit better. It looks a little bit different. And it has an Ethernet LAN port on it, which is cool. Which I already have one in mind because I bought one separately that connects via USB. So I think we already have this. But now it's built into the system, which that's cool. Nice. I like that. Oh, yeah. Also, the Switch itself has a new kickstand. It's bigger than this little thing you have right now. That kickstand right now on the Switch currently, you tap it on the wrong edge and it falls over, yeah, right? This one is the size of the whole back of the thing, so there's no way it can tip. It also has different angles that you can like set it to. So you can have different, you know, what do you call it? Just different ways you can mounted or
damn, Taichi says they removed the USB port inside. That's lame.
Oh, they removed. Wow.
I'll just buy an old one. Thank you very much. Can you still find old ones?
You probably could. Yeah, the new one doesn't come out until October 8th.
Oh yeah, I'll buy an old one. Fuck that.
Yeah, I mean,
I was waiting for this, and it doesn't sound that worth it to me.
No, unless the only reason why I would think it's worth it is if either you don't have a Switch already,
or you broke it like me,
or maybe this will be worth it for you too because you don't have a screen on right now.
That's why I'm shut the fuck up. Stop laughing. That's why I was like, damn, maybe I'll just buy an old one. Like, just
well, this one's only $50 more.
Yeah, like I said, I'll just buy an old one.
But
lack of USB port.
Like right now, there's only one USB port inside of it, which is what my Ethernet is taking. No, there's two outside and one inside.
Oh, okay.
I think there might be two inside.
That's what I'm saying. I think there's two inside.
But it looks like they got rid of one to put that Ethernet port in, which is what I'm doing already. So in a way, I'm not losing anything, but I'm also not gaining anything. And then also, what else is? Oh, everything else is the same. Also, there's joystick drift, right?
Yeah, they fix it?
No, they fix it. The same Joy-Cons. Right? No, it's not a new processor, nothing like that. Nothing's new except for the screen and the dock, kind of.
That is super fucking annoying.
$350.
Man, if I had my music right now, that would be... Yeah. Well, it's too late.
We could have it, but yeah, you already know what it is now.
Yeah, it's too late.
The dock will be sold separately. No word on if it's going to be going to retailers or not. There's no price on it either, but Nintendo has it like on their like store thing, like you can pre-order it right now and all that. So you can buy the dock separately if you just want that Ethernet port built into it, or you could just buy one for like $10 and just plug it in like I did.
And Taichi says if you had a launch Switch, this is a better deal because the processor will be more efficient, so your battery will last longer. Battery life.
Yeah, wasn't there like one new Switch that came out that was basically the same, but something was a little bit different
What you're saying, the launch
So technically this would, yeah. So if you do have the earlier version, which I'm not sure which one I have.
Do we have the launch one?
I don't remember because we did get our Switches later. So no, we don't.
Oh,
so
maybe we don't have. So
I don't think we have launched them. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is barely an upgrade for $50. New screen. The Ethernet thing will be good though for anyone that plays online a lot, because the Wi-Fi is not always the greatest, which is why I have the freaking Ethernet in my Switch over here, so I can just play straight wired, rather than Wi-Fi. Okay. But yeah, that's what's going on with that. So that was the big thing, and everyone's kind of like. But is a Switch any, or is a dock any differently? Are we going to get 4K? There's nothing about 4K anywhere. There's still kind of a mystery behind it, but it could be exactly what we think it is right now. So it's probably not as good as we all wanted it to be. This thing falling, it's working.
Do you have Pokemon Go news?
Nope.
Do we have a toy
run? Nope.
All right, my next piece of news, Pokemon Go. So, damn, I think this happened yesterday. Flying Pikachu came out in Pokemon Go.
Funny enough, I played Pokemon Go today, and I did catch a Flying Pikachu.
Wow. It's part of the 5th anniversary of it.
Yep.
Yeah, but it's not just Flying Pikachu. There's also a shiny Daramuka, whatever the fuck that is.
He's this monkey that evolves into a Darmanitan. He has this weird effect that turns him into stone. I forgot how and why, but he's a fire psychic type. He's a pretty good fire type.
Fire psychic?
Yeah.
Didn't know I needed that in my life. That's cool. That's interesting.
He's a pretty good, but there's a shiny event for him? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and this event will also bring back the shiny Meltan. So if you didn't get him last time, you can get him this time. He appears in the mystery box when you activate the mystery box.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's fireworks shooting off in the game. That's crazy. I just opened a game right now, and what's funny is our neighborhood gets enough fireworks already, and the fact that the game has fireworks shooting off in it too makes me think they know what our neighborhood's like.
Oh shit. Like Pacoima, you mean? Yeah. That's funny.
That's hilarious.
That's funny.
Nothing else is loading though. I wanted to show off my Pikachu though. He's on balloons. Yeah, check him out.
Yeah, that's how he's flying, right? His balloons.
Yeah, all his majesty with his big five balloon right there too.
Looking just like Trogdor.
But yeah, it's 5 years already. That's fucking crazy that this game's been out.
Yeah. Damn, that is crazy. That's insane, actually. All right. Other piece of news. Yo, this is a wild one, man.
Oh, shit. Speaking of that, look at that's what it is. The thing you're just talking about, the shiny one.
Oh, I've seen him before.
Let's see if they're shiny. No.
Let me just read. I want to make sure I find out exactly what was said before I say it.
I'm going to play Pokemon Go now, guys. Don't mind me. Wait, what are you looking up right now, though?
So Hugh Jackman has been posting shit, man.
About Wolverine?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, shit, really?
He posted a picture by Boss Logic, which is a picture that, you know, Boss Logic draws, like, fan art of, like, crazy-ass Marvel things and other superhero things, right?
Uh-huh.
He shared a picture of that Wolverine shit. You know what, you know, maybe he just thought it was cool, you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess...
Oh, yeah, we talked about this a while back, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what the fuck is that? Everybody's a skeptic.
Oh, man.
Is it a commercial?
Yeah, that's annoying as well. he had shared something about the whole 20th Century Fox acquiring thing, being acquired by Disney. And he shared a picture of him with Kevin Feige.
Oh,
smiling and laughing. And so
damn.
Everyone's like, yo, what the fuck
does this mean?
Now, I'll tell you what it doesn't mean right away, but we should still be excited, maybe. It doesn't mean he's going to come back as our Wolverine. He said he's not, he's old as fuck, first off.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's not doing that. However, what this could mean is he's getting his dream fulfilled. He said if he could have one wish for Wolverine is that he could meet the Avengers and have an interaction with them. He said this back in the day. You know, he's like...
Okay.
He's like, you know, it sucks because old man Logan's already done, so, you know, it's probably not going to happen.
Right.
And, you know, Patrick Stewart said, yeah, if Hugh Jackman's not coming back, I'm not coming back. But if he were to say yes, I would think about it.
So what if Hugh Jackman's coming back as Professor X, though?
Damn. We've talked about this. That would be dope. But what if he comes back as just a cameo in Multiverse of Madness?
That'd be cool.
As Wolverine.
I'm down with him.
And Professor X. They both come through the portal, yeah. You know? Like,
that'd be
in
crazy.
In their fucking black costume and shit.
Yeah.
Weak-ass black costume.
They could fucking, with this movie, like, if it is what we think it is, they could fucking do whatever and just fucking please a whole mess of people.
I mean, it's leading off of Loki, and the guy who wrote Loki is writing Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, okay.
That same guy is the guy who writes Rick and Morty. One of the guys.
Nice. Oh, that's why shit's confusing, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Dude, if you like this series of Loki, you should 100% watch Rick and Morty, bro. It's like Loki, but more insane. Like, slightly more... You know, this is less insane. Not like it's not as good. It's just as good. But it's less insane because it's... We know the funnel. We know Loki. We know Marvel. We know kind of how it's going to go somewhat. But imagine this, but it had no guidelines. This crazy universal, a parallel universe shit like this,
like
happening.
It's its own thing, so we're not like confined to like a certain story and all
exactly.
that.
Exactly,
yeah.
And it's like I feel like it's even just a little bit more insane because of that alone. But yeah, man, you would really like Rick and Morty. All four seasons are on HBO Max. Fifth season still being released right now, which that's been going on. That's a piece of news. Rick and Morty has been releasing its fifth season week by week.
Cool.
I haven't seen any of it because I'm not done with four. I'm almost done.
Hmm.
But yeah. AJ? I mean, I don't know how you're going to follow up Wolverine coming.
No, I don't know how I'm going to do that either. I don't got anything else cool. I do have something about a former Microsoft employee. Apparently, he's in jail now. Because while working for Microsoft, and more so like, I forgot what department he was working in. But while doing some coding shit, I guess, in there, he found a bug to generate Xbox gift codes. Money, like points and all that, right?
Whoa, he found a bug?
Yeah.
That could generate gift codes?
Yes. So, for over 2 years...
Dude, that's the company's worst fucking nightmare.
For 2 years, he generated a bunch of codes and sold them for Bitcoins and then cash out on them, right? And with all this money that he was making from all this, he was able to buy a 7-figure lake home somewhere up in, I guess, Washington, because that's where he was working in the headquarters out there. 7-figure, was that like in the millions, right?
Okay. So, Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
Yeah. But now he got caught. He's going
to jail.
Yeah. Selling all those gift cards, he made about $10 million.
$10 million?
Yep. So now he's going to prison for 9 years.
Oh, Millie.
Right. and then also they're saying that he may be responsible for a global fluctuation in the gift card market by overflooding it because he was able to just generate codes out of thin air.
Oh, wow. That's a fucking internet. That's like a fucking nationwide crime.
Right? Yeah.
Wow. That's insane.
So 9 years in prison, guys, in case you ever thought of doing this.
You jackass.
But I just thought that was an interesting story.
Okay. So, AJ, you definitely know their work, but do you remember the name? What is it? Powerhouse? Powerhouse Animation sound familiar?
No.
These are the guys that do Castlevania and the new He-Man one that's coming out, right?
Never seen any of them. That's why I don't sound familiar, so no.
You need to watch them. Fucking watch Castlevania for sure. But you might be more inclined now because Netflix likes what they're doing and just greenlit them on two new original shows, including the spinoff for Castlevania. So the spinoff for Castlevania is one. They're also allowed to make Skull Island, the animated series.
Kong?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
And Tomb Raider, the animated series. That's how good Castlevania is, that they gave them these fucking things, bro.
Wow.
You gotta watch Castlevania. It's based off a game, bro.
Yeah.
They do all the game shit. It's pretty dope.
That's cool.
But yeah, Powerhouse...
Production.
Powerhouse Animation, sorry.
No, animations.
These guys sound like they're the shit, man. Somebody sounds like someone I want to work for, you know?
Man, you know what? I was thinking the other day, too. Like, man, should I just go ahead and watch the fucking Tomb Raider movies, the latest ones? I've been holding off on them only because they seem to be based off the game, and I was in the middle of playing the first new game from Crystal Dynamics. I know, exactly. That's what I was thinking. Like, am I really going to go back and finish it? Because it's bad enough I get motion sick when I start playing it anyways. Last time I tried playing, though, I was actually playing legit keyboard and mouse because I was trying to play controller before that, and I was actually okay with keyboard and mouse, but I never just continued, you know? But anyways, still, that's my dilemma. Do I watch the movie now, or do I finish the game first and then watch the movie, you know? Let me know. Email us. On bogusball@gmail.com. Find me on Twitter.
Damn, we didn't plug our shit today.
Oh, that's okay. People know.
Okay.
Yeah, they know. We'll plug at the end.
All right.
It gets plugged at the end anyways, right?
Yeah, but it's good to plug both times. Next time.
Anyway. I should try playing in 30 FPS. I heard that's worse. I heard the reason why motion sick happens is because it's so low FPS.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Even though 30 is barely noticeable.
This fool just tried to assassinate you, bro. Okay, other pieces of news. How much you got left, AJ?
I got like two more.
Me too. Okay. So, Simpsons did a Loki special. I didn't see it. I kind of fucked up. I want to see it. I heard it was pretty good.
Whoa.
But they had a little Loki special for Simpsons, and it's supposed to be pretty cool. And I think Tom Hiddleston... Oh, no. I know. Tom Hiddleston voices himself as Loki.
That's cool.
Came out, today.
He can't voice himself as Loki if he's voicing Loki.
Well, he's also
unless
Loki.
Unless he's himself.
He is.
Playing Loki. Is he playing Loki, or is he playing himself playing Loki?
Well, I guess in the movie, in the show, he is himself playing Loki.
Ah, okay.
Right? Because sometimes he's acting... when he fought the president Loki, he was definitely himself playing Loki.
Wow, what? anyway, it just broke my brain, dude. I was like, what?
Let's talk about something else. Anyway, there's a Simpsons Loki special. You guys check it out. And then, you know, the creators of this special on The Simpsons, the showrunners, talked in an interview about what's the one thing Marvel wouldn't let them do in this animated series. And they were like, yo, they talked to Marvel, and they were like, hey, we have some leftover sound bites from, you know, when Stan Lee, you know, appeared on our episodes, like, you know, 20, 30 years ago, right?
Mm.
He's like, maybe can we use him? You know, let's use him for a cameo. And Marvel was like, we don't allow him to cameo after his death.
It's like too soon, guys.
Basically, that's what they said. Yeah, like, we don't allow cameos for Stan Lee after his death, even if you have real things in his voice. And they was like, oh, all right, cool, no problem.
That's crazy. Fine.
So Stan Lee was supposed to make a cameo in here, but they were like, nah. I just thought that was pretty interesting. I was like, that's crazy. But
Barney being Iron Man, I think, is pretty fitting, right?
Barney being Iron Man, I think Milhouse being Hawkeye is pretty good too.
Huh? Yeah. I'm still kind of questioning what's his name, Mo, as a Vision over
there. I was thinking the same thing about that. And fucking, who the fuck even is that as Captain Marvel? I don't even know.
I don't know who that is either.
I don't know who that is, and like Lenny should.
It's not.
Carl should definitely not be Nick Fury. That's silly. Just because he's black.
Do they not have that many black people in Simpsons?
There's more than one. So anyone else could have been Nick Fury.
Oh, the Doctor.
The Doctor could have been Nick Fury. That would have been there funny. You go. Him being funny.
That would have made more sense, actually.
Lovejoy's wife is Captain Marvel? That's whack.
Who's Lovejoy?
The Reverend's wife is Captain Marvel.
Oh.
That's fucking stupid. She's too minor. Anyway. Should have been Maude, but they killed Maude. You know?
I know, right? I'm surprised she's still dead.
Sergio. All right. Is it my... Wait, who just did the news? I just did the news. Your turn. Did, man.
All right. Evo is currently happening, or at least some part of it is happening right now. Right now they're doing like community series stuff right now. They're doing like these small tournaments, a bunch of like warm-ups and all that right now going on. But come August, then the real Evo starts happening, right? Evo Online. And they just added a new game to their lineup. So previously we've had let me go ahead and post it over here. We had Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, Tekken 7, and Guilty Gear Strive. They just added Skullgirls for PC to the lineup, which is cool. Which just proves that they're only choosing games with good netcode.
Oh, that's good.
And it's on PC.
What you said, that was a thing, AJ.
Yeah. But yeah, and don't forget, you can register for free if you want to take part in all this. You know, you can win monies, I believe, and all that. But yeah, pretty cool that finally Skullgirls gets to be part of the lineup after all these years. Skullgirls finally did it. Made it to the main lineup. Only online.
Only in America.
But yeah, I just thought that was pretty cool to hear about. Otherwise, you can still... Oh, actually, Skullgirls is still a side tournament as well. That's interesting. Are they going to move that? Oh, but it's on PS4. Whereas P... I don't know. That's weird. I'm not sure if that makes a difference or not. But yeah, check it out.
All right. You want to do one more and then I'll do my last one?
All right. Kojima. What'd you hear about Kojima, T?
That he's... What you should I say?
So apparently Kojima is in talks with Microsoft to make a game. So we know Konami kind of dumped Kojima off the side of the road a couple years ago, and he's been looking to kind of, you know, make a new game and all that. Death Stranding was the last game he made. I don't think that was Konami. Was it? Someone correct me if you can, but...
I think it was not with
Konami. Yeah, I think it was just straight out of just his own studios or some shit, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so he might do something with Microsoft, which would be really good because it's Kojima production, so yeah, it's his own thing, yeah. But Xbox is... Microsoft doesn't do too well in the East, right? They're not good in Japan or anywhere in Asia, right? No one buys Xbox out there, it's a joke out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe having Kojima doing something exclusive of Microsoft, or even just being part of Microsoft, might be good for Microsoft in expanding over there.
Or Europe.
In Japan. Oh, Europe too isn't like... Oh, that's funny.
I think that's... It didn't used to be like that, but I guess that's the thing now too.
Yeah. So maybe that'd be a thing. You know, right now they're in talks. They're kind of, you know, they're waiting to dot the T's and cross the I's and all that. That's pretty much what they're saying.
Hmm. Okay, okay.
But yeah, let's see what happens with that.
That's your last piece of news?
Pretty much.
Okay. So, my last piece of news. I actually showed you the trailer of this right before, AJ. This is a brand new thing that we have coming from Lucasfilms. And I think it's pretty badass that they're doing this at all.
Mm-hmm.
Lucasfilms is... This is coming out September, by the way. This is not like something that's far away coming. But Lucasfilms is doing a special event where Star Wars is going to have an animated... We used the word earlier. Anthology series.
Mm-hmm.
But, much like Animatrix from back in the day. If anyone remembers the Animatrix... that's basically...
That's what I compared it to.
Yeah, that's a perfect comparison, I'd say.
Because Animatrix was all different animations by, like, different groups, different people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And telling different stories within the same universe.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what Star Wars is doing?
Mm-hmm. Star Wars is doing that. They're giving a bunch of different famous animation studios a chance to make some Star Wars shit. And apparently a lot of artists in Japan have been wanting to get their hands on Star Wars. This is the first time we're opening it up to the world. A lot of these
studios, it's not just Japan, it's actually just...
No, it's Japan only.
Oh, it's all Japan. It's all Japan. Japanese okay. Yeah.
And they're doing this specifically because George Lucas was inspired by Japanese shit to get the Jedi and to make... Mm. You know, they're all based off samurai and shit.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of like a circular...
Of life.
Yeah, that's way better than what I was going to say. It's like a circle jerk of art. You know,
okay, yeah, it's a circle jerk.
But, you know, you're right, though. I like yours a lot better, for sure. So a few studios are going to be doing these. One is going to be Studio Colorido. If that name doesn't sound familiar, they did A Whisker Away and Penguin Highway for anime, and Burn the Witch for people that are anime fans. And for things that you might know for the regular viewer, Pokemon Twilight Wings and Poketoon. They did both of those.
Hmm.
So that's that studio. Another studio that's doing it is Studio Trigger. Studio Trigger did some famous things that we know, like Kill la Kill, Space Patrol Luluka, Kiznaiver, which I've seen, Darling in the Franxx, Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad,
what?
The animated versions, the Japanese ones that came out the past few years.
Okay.
Yes.
What, is the animated series now coming out?
No, that's come out. We talked about it before. It's already... It's on Hulu if you want to watch it. Superhuman Samurai, the anime.
Oh, shit.
Made by Japan, so it's actually good.
Actually, that's funny because it actually came from Japan. It's another Power Rangers thing
where
America took parts of a series that existed and made it to their own thing here.
Mm-hmm. And a company called Kinema Citrus. Now, I didn't know who these guys are. Well, they did one anime that was pretty good that fell beneath the cracks, Tokyo Magnitude 8.0. That's a show that's on Netflix. Codebreaker, and one of my favorite animes that I always bring up randomly that got dropped, Black Bullet. I fucking love that anime. It was all about pairs and tag teams. It was a lot like Kitty Grade.
Hmm.
Like all of them were police partners together with a superpowered person.
Right.
And one of them was a detective.
One of us, one of them, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It was fucking cool. And, you know, it never got picked up again. Something more recent, Made in Abyss. So these guys are doing big things. These are all companies that have done big things. One other one, Science Saru. I think you'll know them because they've done, what's the big standout one, Yo-Kai Watch, and they all, everyone knows that. It's also a game and an anime. I think that's the main one that I know on here. The Night is Short, Walk On Girl. That means they also probably did oh my god, how can I not remember what it's called, Tatami Galaxy. Yeah, I love these guys. Okay, yeah, actually these guys are badass. And then the last studio is Production IG. Now I don't really know them off the top of my head. What have they done? They have done Blue Seed. That's an old one. Wow. They've done Blood Plus. Everyone loves that. Triple X Holic and Ghost Hound. So these guys are going to have these style animations from these. Also Guilty Crown, which is one of the most beautiful animes that sadly sucks. But it's one of the most beautiful animes I've ever seen art-wise. Oh, they did Psycho Pass. I love Psycho Pass. Okay, these are good studios. If you're an anime fan, they're giving it to good fucking studios to make dope animes. So,
based in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, they also did Fooly Cooly. Oh, shit.
Oh.
Yeah, so yeah, check these out whenever they're available in September. This picture right here is the one, I believe, from IG Production. And this has got a Jedi fighting an old man Sith with double lightsabers.
Yeah, it looks like a samurai match, too.
Yeah, even the rain and the grassy background and shit.
Yeah, and the posing that the way. They're crossing blades right there and all that. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So I'll be done to see these. Have you watched Bad Batch?
No, but you know, I haven't seen Clone Wars, and I heard it's not...
Oh, okay.
I heard it's hard to... understand what's happening completely without watching Clone Wars. Because you meet the Bad Batch in Clone Wars. I've seen that much of Clone Wars where I meet the Bad Batch.
Maybe that's all you need.
It's not, because things happen to them. Some of them die. They add new ones. I know. I wanted to watch it. I feel like I'm not supposed to yet. I haven't earned the right, you know? All right, on Focus Week. AJ, what you got planned?
You know, chilling, killing time, you know.
As we do.
I don't know. More the usual. More Digimon. I don't know what, like... Oh. Now, Loki's happening right now, so I'm not sure what... Me and Carla, like, what anime should we go to next?
Yo, you know,
once we're done with, like, Fast and Furious, and which we're done with, technically, and with, Black Widow and all that. All
right, so I got some recommendations for you. One, well, first off, aside from having a new anime, watch the Demon Slayer movie, bro. The Demon Slayer movie is fucking insane.
Once I watch that, then I'll be caught up, you know?
I know, but you need to see it, bro. The new anime season's about to start in like a couple months.
I kind of want to see Death Note, because I've been told to watch Death Note, and I heard short.
Yo, Death Note's it's not short. It's like 38. It's a classic. It's like 38 episodes.
It's like two seasons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
That's short to me.
Okay, cool, yeah. Yeah, Death Note's a good one. If you want to continue the car vibe, I recommend you watch Initial D.
Have some Initial D on my computer.
Initial D. You have to watch them in order, though. It's got to be stage now one.
Server.
It has to be stage one, yeah. Stage two, stage three, no, stage four.
I might have the first two. I have the first one for sure.
The first one is a season, is a full season. Stage two is a half season.
Where can I watch it, though, where it's better quality than what I have?
Funimation.
Okay.
Don't watch the dub. No, you have to watch the Japanese.
Okay.
Because the music is shitty in the dub. They changed the music.
Okay, no, fuck that.
Yeah, bro, don't watch it. It would have been sick if they didn't change the music.
Don't they have like
bro.
A bunch of Eurobeat music and shit?
Yeah, and it's perfect with the race. And they picked this boring, random like elevator music hip hop.
Oh no!
Like they wanted it to be like a hip hop anime.
Oh wow!
But they didn't get no famous people to make the music.
Fail.
So it just sounds like some random ass like. It sounds like they're listening to random hip hop songs while they're driving. And you're like, what is this? You know, like don't watch it.
Okay.
That's a good one for you. Initial D. Magi. You guys could watch Magi. And you guys could finish Hunter x Hunter.
We could.
You should. Hunter x Hunter is great. If you want something brand new that's amazing,
I want to do My Hero.
Oh, My Hero Academia?
Yeah, it's another one on my list.
Oh,
I wanna...
That's a good one. You guys are going to be hyped. But so... it doesn't end. It's not over yet. Like there's a new season about to come out again.
Fine.
I know. It's up to you.
I'm okay with it. Okay. At this point, like I'm on three animes that are not done yet. You know, fucking Fruits Basket, Haikyuu, and freaking I don't even know what else.
And One Piece, of course.
Hunter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you got a lot of those. we'll talk more about anime recommendations. Okay, what else you got planned? About it?
I had to decide on which one of those to watch and Yeah, I mean that's pretty much it, you know. Just fuck around with some Digimon and fuck around some more. I've been trying to focus more on Songmina lately and Soul Calibur, so just do more Songmina focusing. Yeah. Apparently, my printer isn't printing anymore, so my print over there is done. That's been kind of weird with me lately. Like my prints have been coming out like half done. Like, is this one of them? No, this is a good one. But for some reason, one line on the printer on one of these prints ends up not printing correctly. So that means the whole foundation from that point on is just weak. On a whole line, on a whole horizontal surface. And it's fucking fucked up my prints sometimes, too, because, like, this is one little latch that I needed. And right there where that latch starts is where the print gets kind of fucked up a little bit. So the latch just falls off. So it's like, I can't even make my own little boxes now.
That sucks.
I want to see if this one print that I did, which is just less printing, helped it. I'll go check it out right now. But, yeah, just fuck around more with that. And, yeah.
Okay. Well,
maybe watch Black Widow and Fast and Furious. There you go.
There you go. All right, guys. For me, finishing that Ink Call comic book for sure. Trying to stay off of One Piece like a drug addict. I forgot to mention that I did start watching the newest season of, ironically, My Hero Academia. So I'm gonna keep watching that. It's been pretty cool already. I want to start watching Fruits Basket again. I took a break after season one ended, so I want to get back into season two.
Finish Kenshin, says Tai Chi.
Finish Kenshin. Thank you, Tai Chi. I know you want that to happen. I saw a trailer for that new Transformers Beast Wars.
Oh, really?
There's a trailer for it.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing that I should go watch, because I haven't watched the second season.
Oh, you lucky motherfucker. It's so good. All right.
That's Netflix that... Transformer.
Oh, maybe then... going with Wags to a tournament? I don't know if I can get the day off. Mm. He was telling me about a tournament because we want these tournament packs, but you can only get them if you go there and fight in it. I don't even care about fighting in the tournament. I just want the packs, but I'll fight.
You know what I
want
to do is actually go to a tournament. A lot of the card shops I go to do tournament, but they're either on Wednesdays or Sundays, and both of those nights were, those are my days off, but also like.
You know what? That one that Will goes to that I've been going to lately on Burbank and Hazeltine.
Yeah.
They were saying they want us to follow them and get on their mailing list and tell us what day we want and what day we can gather at. Because they don't, they want to be more involved with the Digimon community. They were saying, okay. Like, it's even if it's just people just playing with each other, like, we want to be more involved. And so tell us what day works for you. And because a lot of people don't care, so we can make it any day we want, And they'll just show up.
That's cool.
So I was like, damn, that's pretty interesting. He got me into it.
Yeah.
Just by saying that, I'm like, maybe I will, man. Maybe I will. I'll think about it,
Yeah. The spot down the street does it on Sundays. They do tournaments there. And they start like around 4 o'clock, I think is what it says, 4 or 5 or 6, something like that. And I'm like, yeah, I could do that one day.
Yeah, I could do that too. That sounds good. But I think that's about it for my Unfocus Week. I don't want to finish the Incal.
The other thing I'm doing is Pokemon because Chris, he found his Pokemon deck and we had a Pokemon battle. And I just pulled out whatever deck I found randomly. And I played that, had no idea it was in that deck, and I fucking lost horribly. And I was like, I know I have a good deck somewhere, and I found it finally. I was like, oh, wait, I do have a good deck, and it's in this awesome fucking box. And
with the fucking Batman Pikachu staring right at you?
Yeah.
Like, that, telling you, like, nigga, I'm right here.
And what's funny is that he's standing on my Pokemon box, which I didn't plan that on purpose, but, it happens. Even those decks, I'm not even sure what they are either, but they look better than what I was playing the other day, so... I'm going to go back and look at some of those decks and maybe make something new. Remember my Butterfree deck? I want to build that again.
Oh, that's cool. Is there better ones? Have you looked at the new ones?
I have no clue what's new. I'm not trying to do something brand new. No, I'm not ready for that, man.
Yeah, build a new Butterfree deck. That's what you said, right?
I might do what I did last time, which is go find all old cards and just build shit out of that. Like a while back, a couple of years ago, I might have talked about it on the show years ago, but I found a list I wrote back in middle school of cards I wanted to make a deck out of, and I went to Frankincense and I found all those old cards from back when I was in middle school and built a deck out of it, and it sucked compared to today's standards. It was horrible.
None of that shit just can't keep up.
No.
It's pretty rare. The only things we saw, remember we saw some weird-ass, like, secret rare, like Mew, like, that shit could fuck up anybody. Remember, it had, like, some weird multiplier on it, like... For every Pokemon in play, like, do 30 or do 50 or something. I was like, oh, that's pretty bad.
I don't remember that, but I don't got that shit.
We saw it in the card store. It was the only old card I ever saw that I was like, that could kind of still keep up. But, like, literally all the other old Pokemon ones, like, they just don't do enough damage or they cost too much.
And their HP is low, too.
Yeah, they get knocked out in 2 hits and shit.
Like, yeah. Like, the highest was back in the day, like, what, 120 HP Charizard? Yeah. Now they have, like, fucking 180, like, 100 standard,
Yeah, the little one's got 100 and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, this is crazy nowadays. But maybe just get something on the side just for fun. All right. We'll see.
All right, guys. I'm focused. That was episode 308.
Yeah, not 208, guys. It was 308.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesdays. Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
By the way, guys, collision28.com is under construction. Just saying. Moving servers and all that. That's all. That's all the announcements for the end.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!